Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should have told you by now.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast to coast. Jim Ballard is our guest and our good friend. Jim is the author of, as I mentioned earlier, a number of books, including one of my favorites, What's the Rush? And his brand new book, Mind Like Water. He's an outstanding resource for us. He's one of the guys who really brings a lot to the show in the form of helping us get centered, helping us get some balance in our lives. And I know he's going to do that again today in another installment of his wisdom. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You and I have been talking recently about the importance of having a mission statement. And we all know what a mission statement is. We probably got one for our business, but I bet most of us don't have one for ourselves. And that's what you want to talk about, isn't it?
It is, having a personal mission statement, which will really affect your work life too.
Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest with you. I mean, I've thought a lot about stuff like this, but I never thought about having a personal mission statement. What does it look like?
I think if you went out on the street and you interviewed people passing by and you said, "You have a personal mission statement," you could ask all day and you'd get answers just like you gave me. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, "Well, no, I don't know," or they'd say, "Get out of here," or they'd say, "Well, let's see, to make it through the week," you know, something like that.
Right. So, yeah. One more. Me and you, Lord, one more day.
Yeah. Right.
So, in other words, their mission statement would sound more like a prayer.
But that ain't it. That isn't a mission statement. Obviously, it's just the survival mode. But so many people are in that, you know, every day. So I really think that there are definite and practical and personal and everyday advantages to having a mission statement, and one of them is that it saves you time. Now, how does it do that?
Hmm.
Well, if you really know and are clear what your personal mission is in life and every day, then it changes because it affects your decision making. You know. You can make choices based on it. You can see the world differently when things come at you. You're very clear about what matters and what doesn't, and your mind can be going no, not that, you know, in a way that doesn't do now. So it really helps you in the flow of change to stay on purpose and stay centered.
So what you're saying is, if I understand Jim correctly, let me see if I've got this. In any given day, I'm going to be hit with a number of different stimuli that are going to take my attention away. And if I don't know who I am and what I'm after personally, I might be distracted by things that I shouldn't be distracted by.
That is exactly right.
And so by knowing exactly what I want and what I need, because I've already decided that, I've had some help with it, maybe I've talked to some people and I've thought a lot about it, by doing that, then I can say, nope, I know that's not me, so I'm moving on to the thing that is me.
That's it. You said that very well, and it's the very same thing that people are talking about when they say you better know what business you're in. You know, and companies struggle with this. You know, they get off center. They get thinking, oh, we'll do this new thing, but they're not tending to their knitting, as we say. So this is really helps keep you in the flow. Helps you know what fits you and what doesn't, what business you're in. And that has a whole lot to do with the way you act in as change is hitting, because a person who is on purpose, a person who just knows what he or she is about in terms of a mission, looks and acts different to other people. It can help you be the calm in the center of the storm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People look at you and they say, boy, he or she knows what's going on. I'm going to follow. So average people, the saying goes, are goal-driven, and leaders are mission-driven.
Say that again.
Average people are goal-driven, Leaders are mission-driven. All right. It means that goals are too small. Goals are too small to really be into and take up your time. They're important, but they all should serve a larger purpose, a mission. And goals, as seen by the mission-driven person, are throwaways, meaning you can change them. You can say, okay, I'll leave that one and go on to this one.
Or it could be, yeah, that was good last year, but it's not good this year.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But a mission, you're saying, is pretty much who we are long-term.
Yes, that's right. Your mission never gets used up like a goal does. You can't say, okay, that mission's over. You can change your mission statement as you go on in life, but you're always on it, you know?
Mm.
And I always think about coming to the end of life and looking back, and I think, you know, it behooves us to do that once in a while, to say, you know, it would be great to look back and to say, you know, I was on that purpose, I was on that mission, and I did a pretty good job on it. I knew what I was about, as against, well, I ran around a lot, and I got some things done, but I don't know what it was really all for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, to bring it right down to a very practical thing, all of the activity of your day really should stand for something. So what is your life really supposed to be all about? And I think today we need to talk about how to create a mission statement so that we could enjoy these benefits that we're talking about of being centered, being on purpose, and being calm in the midst of chaos.
Well, okay? I agree with you. And I'll tell you, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about two things. I was thinking about seeing people react in their businesses in a mission statement way. For example, I've seen CEOs of companies, large and small. I've been in the room when somebody said, well, what about this? And the CEO said, you know what? That's not what we're good at. That's not our core competency. We can't go wandering off on that. So the company had already decided, I mean, the company had made a decision that this is what we do. We do these things, and those other things that sort of have wandered into our vision here, those are going to distract us from doing what we really do best. And then I've also seen that reaction from individuals. I've seen people, and I guess I've done this myself. You have too, I'm sure, where someone would offer you the opportunity to do something, and maybe it wasn't an ethical thing, or maybe it was something that just was distasteful or whatever. And that person would say, you know what, I'm not going to have any part of that. And it was because they had already decided in advance what they stood for, personally and from a business standpoint.
And, you know, as you were talking and telling
Jim, hold
story.
It. I'm sorry, hold that thought. We've
okay,
got to take
sure.
a quick break. When we come back, though, Jim Ballard is going to teach us how to create our own personal mission statement. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's the author of Mind Like Water. And, Jim, your books, What's the Rush and Mind Like Water, are available wherever books are sold. And if you're typing his name into any of the online search engines, folks, the last name is spelled with two L's, Jim Ballard with two L's. And okay. Jim, are you still doing your newsletter?
Well, once in a while, probably once a month it comes
okay.
out.
All right.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to subscribe to that, which I recommend that you do, folks, it's very, very, it's an outstanding piece.
So what's rush at AOL.com?
What's rush at AOL? Just say subscribe me to your newsletter.
Yes.
Okay, Jim, I had to stop you because we went to a break. You were going to say something.
Just that you were describing somebody, a leader, who says that, you know, gets a suggestion about something that he or she sees is going to take them afield,
mm-hmm.
and says, that sounds really good, but that's not the business we're in.
Right.
But it can have a tremendous effect on an organization. It can be a very calming thing. People look at each other and they say, oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's like that's somebody put a rudder in the water, isn't it?
That's right. That's what leaders do. So let's get into this how to write the mission statement. I was going to say that one other very practical thing, and this can maybe cause people to sit up a little more, is you can take your morning to-do list, which everybody has, you know, what's going to happen today with the things I need to get done, When you have a mission statement written in the front of your planner and you start every morning by reviewing it and seeing what your big picture is, you can go down that list of to-do items and mark them 1, 2, or 3, depending on it, on each one's degree of importance as measured by your mission statement. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't do that before. Mm-hmm. And then you can go into the day determined to get some threes done, meaning, you know, those that are aligned with the mission statement. So how do you write one? First of all, and I hope we should have said this before the break, that people have pencils and or pens mm-hmm. poised, because it takes some writing. One of the first things you want to do is to list some gifts and acquired skills of yours. Mm-hmm. What are some of, just do a brainstorm, some of my gifts and some of my skills. Mm-hmm. And gifts I think of as things that people always have said about you, maybe even since you were small, like,
right.
You know, you are natural at this. The other
right.
things are things you've learned and acquired on the way, but list those.
Mm-hmm.
Second list is some ways that you influence others and contribute to others. And these could be, you know, listening, teaching, being kind,
right.
Sense of humor, you know, inspiring them and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, ways you influence and contribute to others. And lastly, what's your vision of a better world? You know, that's important. How would the world be better? It would be more this way and less that way. Maybe, you know, less violence, more peaceful. Whatever ways that you think of that way. So
the first one is what you're good at.
That's
the second
it.
One is what you how you contribute to others.
Yeah.
And the third one is your vision for the world, your general approach to the world.
Exactly. And then all you do is sit down and figure out a way to combine those. What you do is you choose, let's say you choose 2 items each from the first 2 columns.
Mm-hmm.
You choose a couple of the strong gifts and skills from the second one. You choose a couple of ways that you contribute to others. And in the third, you write down a brief vision of a better world. So you say, to use my, and then you put down your strengths, to, and then you put down the ways you influence, so that, and you put down the better world vision. So it might be like this, you know, to use my writing and speaking talents to inspire and uplift people so that they can be more purposeful in their lives. So, you know, something like that. I just made it up.
Mm-hmm. Or the other side of that, or the other side of that coin, perhaps, would be, I would use my ability to be a good listener to help my friends, and hopefully that will help them. You know, I will help them to get a, you know, create a mission statement of their own or something. But
yeah.
it could be whatever your talent is. Jim is a good writer. He's a good speaker. You might be a good listener. You might be a whatever
right.
it is that you're good at.
Here's one: to use my creativity and sense of humor to coach and provide an example for people,
mm-hmm.
so that they become more accepting of life's ups and downs. I mean, you can see that something like that for a leader going to work every day.
Right.
If you
right.
review it, you can say, that's really what I'm about today. I know all the stuff that's coming at me. We're going to do our business, but that's what I'm doing it for.
Right.
That's now, what my talents are going to be used for today.
Now, this sounds like this is all about other people, but I got about 30 seconds, Jim. How do we make this, let's be a little more selfish. How do we make this a little bit more for ourselves?
Jim, if you contribute to other people, that's the best thing that you can do for yourself.
Good answer.
I don't know how happy hermits are, you know. but being on having a mission is about making a difference.
I was hoping you'd say that, Jim, and I knew you would. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you for getting us a little more centered than we were when we started out. Good
My
job.
My pleasure.
As always,
sure.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Mind Like Water, Keeping Your Balance in a Chaotic World. Check it out. It's at your local bookstore, and it absolutely is online, by Jim Ballard. Quick break. Right back with Mike Stewart. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.